have coming up?
Oh, I don't know if you saw my text, but the Brothers Barons episode.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Many Republicans are supporting former President Donald Trump after his federal indictment, but some are critical, including Bill Barr, who served as Attorney General under Trump.
This entire thing came about because of reckless conduct of the president. If he had just turned over the documents, which I think every other person in the country would have done, battle plans for an attack on another country or Defense Department documents about our capabilities are in no universe Donald J. Trump's personal documents.
He spoke on Fox. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa on how GOP presidential candidates are handling the indictment.
But so many of the rival campaigns at this point are in a wait and see mode. They know that on the horizon is not only a trial with this federal special counsel indictment, but also another possible federal indictment on the ongoing January 6th case. And in August, you could have an indictment in Georgia over Trump's pressuring of election officials. And of course, the ongoing trial and litigation that looms on the horizon in New York.
There were no reports of any injuries when a section of I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed because of a vehicle fire, but the repairs could take months. KYW-TV's Madeline Wright.
There is a federal response involved, and there is an environmental concern. They're worried that some of the fuel that leaked from the vehicle that caught fire is going to get into the Delaware River.
History is made in Paris. That from NBC, tennis star Novak Djokovic has won the French Open over Casper Ruud, giving him his 23rd men's singles Grand Slam title, a new record. Djokovic has now won three French Opens. He's the only man with at least three victories in major events. The unhealthy air from wildfires in Canada is much improved throughout most of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
It should be improving in the eastern United States as the southerly winds push the smoke back into Canada. In the northwestern United States, there's an area of northwest Montana, northern Idaho, that could see significantly decreased air quality due to the smoke in western Canada dropping southward.
Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive.
From putting out fires from an overnight drone strike in Odessa to evacuating flood victims in Kherson under fire, it has been a deadly week in Ukraine. Rescue workers are risking their lives to save those fleeing the flood-stricken areas where Russian bombardment has not let up, even as people try to reach dry land.
Deborah Pata reporting. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People working to change Wisconsin's gerrymandered political map say they're hopeful after this week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down Alabama's congressional map for disenfranchising black voters. Mike Mohn has more.
The outcome is reverberating in states where redistricting has been a thorny issue. Wisconsin is among them, and Greg Lewis of the group Souls to the Polls Wisconsin says the ruling gives credibility to arguments that marginalized populations often lack a political voice because of the way voting districts are drawn.
This scorched earth politics, this win at any cost, must stop. It has to be fair for everyone, not just a few.
Those calling for fair maps in Wisconsin were already hopeful after April's state Supreme Court race. The outcome saw liberals secure a majority among justices. Republicans, who have led redistricting efforts in Wisconsin, have long denied that they rely on a skewed approach, arguing that Democrats have made themselves unappealing to voters. Lewis hopes the recent court activity especially gets the attention of black voters who have felt alienated by the process.
People say that, why should I vote? Because it doesn't make a difference. And it has become a problem that has been keeping people suppressed from voting.
Past research from the University of Wisconsin has shown that the state's voter ID law has had a negative effect on turnout among voters of color. Meanwhile, political scientists predict this week's U.S. Supreme Court decision will change the trajectory of certain House races for the 2024 election. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I missed y'all. What's happening, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Yeah, man, I miss you this past holiday weekend. And, and man, it's good to have you back. You look good, man. You look good.
You know what, Earl? I appreciate you. I was sitting there and I rolled over last Monday. And I'm like, Earl ain't called me yet. What's going on? Then I said, oh. I was ready now. I was getting up, getting ready to go. And I forgot it was Memorial Day.
Oh, man, I had been on the grill for hours.
You've been on the grill? What you done grilled up? Some hot dogs and hamburgers?
Man, come on, man. You keep underestimating who I am.
Hey, man, until you show me.
Until you give it to me. So the next time you in the city, I'm going to lay you out.
Okay.
You know, because you forgot. You seem to have forgotten, you know. And I don't know what's going on. All these folk calling on the phone before we even get a chance to even get started. So
is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. You know, maybe they can see that.
Well, let them in. They must got something they want to ask us, right?
Well, yeah, maybe they see that real nice color that you got going on, man. It really looks impressive.
Earl, I ain't going to say nothing about you today. I'm just glad to see you,
hey,
man.
I'm glad to see you too, man. You know, our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You know, if you guys who are just joining us, you know, here we're open to different markets in the state. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger and Earl Ingram, and we talk about a whole array of things. But Gilbert, I want to begin, and people can call in. So by all means, that's what we want you to do: call in and have dialogue with one and only the Gravedigger. But Gilbert, I want to ask you, man, about who was the toughest quarterback you ever played against? I mean, just the toughest quarterback that you know, man, you cats really put a whooping on, and that cat was still able to stand in that pocket. You know, because y'all, man, back in the day, you cats could lay a quarterback out.
Yeah.
Now I would say don't include Brett, because we know Brett was one of the toughest.
He is the toughest.
You said
that boy. I tell everybody, I say, man, if I was walking down dark alley with a couple of dudes with pipes and knives, and I had to take one dude with me, I'm taking Brett Favre with me, because I know we're gonna come out on the other side. I know it, dog.
Hey, he was that tough.
Man, he tough as country boy I ever seen in my life. I mean, anytime. I mean, sometimes Mike Holmgren can put the fear of God in you.
What do you mean? Like,
I mean,
what?
just because he got the power to
stature.
He got the power to just snap his finger and you gone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the fear of God in you. And when he tells you, I want y'all to look nice, I want y'all in a suit, tie, you know, look presentable, represent your squad, your D-line, right, your O-line. And Brett Favre still show up with a country shirt on and a country hat. And everybody looking like, ooh, with Mike Holmgren see you. And Brett walk right past him. He don't say nothing. We like, oh, my dog. That's the pecking order too, Earl. Know your order and get in line.
Let me ask you something, man. You knew Brett. You guys are good friends and all those kind of things. Is that really what we saw when we saw him, just a guy, man, country kind of guy? That's who he really is.
What y'all saw is, to me, 85% of it. There's the other percentage
right.
that you don't see.
That we're getting to read that about.
Make,
and we're getting to read about.
Us, yeah, that make us love him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The 85% is what y'all know and fell in love with. The other percentage on top of that is what we fell in love with.
You know, here's a cat, man. I used to watch Brett stand in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, deliver the ball, and they were drilling, man. I mean, really, really drilling Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
He'd roll around on the field for a couple mm-hmm. seconds, and I know he was drilled, right. and get up and go back to the huddle.
Oh, my God. I mean, but Earl, he dishes it out, too. You know what I'm saying? He used to do some blocking. When they get out there and,
yeah.
and when he throw that ball, I've seen broken fingers.
Throwing the ball so hard.
Drilling that ball, you know what I'm saying? And I always say, there is a different play between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Brett Favre going to get that first down. He going to go past that line.
Even if he have to put his head down.
And... Even if he got to go, he going to go get it. Other dudes run to the line, stop, and throw the ball.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's the difference that people don't understand.
Let's do this, man. We got an anonymous caller on the line.
Anonymous. Caller?
You don't even need... Calvin to, you know, even let's go to Anonymous on the line. Good morning, Anonymous. How you doing? You're under the helmet with the grave digger. Your thoughts? Anonymous? We're speaking to Anonymous.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I'm calling to go on the air, but it's good to hear your voice and say hello. I'm in Madison, and the show we have here has been covered up. I mean, it's on the air. The Stephanie Miller Show is on the air. But Mike Crute and some of the other white men are talking over it like they're introducing their own show. And it's just a technical glitch, but, you know, I wasn't hoping to say it on the air, but maybe this way they can find out and just pull the second show. You know, it's causing feedback on top.
So, thank you very much for the call. So let's just, for the sake of clarity, the radio stations are going through transformations. And so there's a brand new lineup across the entire state as the radio station is going through transition and introducing more talk show hosts. In different parts of the state. And so that's kind of where we are. We're going through some technical glitches during this process. So none of these things are personal. It is all involved with the transition that a network that is building to something tremendous is going through. So that's where we are. There's nothing personal going on at all. We ask that during this transition that people be patient with us, and the end result is going to be a success.
Earl,
yes, sir.
She just missed hearing your voice. That's what she's trying to say. So
come on, man.
Get it fixed so she can hear you. She's trying to say.
Hey, okay, man. I don't. It was. Yeah, anyway, let's go back. Let's get back to this.
Earl, what's all that, man?
Hey, come on, man. Some things are left better unsaid, right?
Yeah, I see.
You know, but Gilbert. So. Brett Favre, again, when we talk about the toughest quarterbacks that you've ever seen and ever faced, you talked about a guy, man. Who was it?
Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy Aikman, he was tough, man. It was a lot of them out there. I mean, Randall Cunningham was, God.
Yeah.
Randall Cunningham was tough, man. Warren Moon.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Warren Moon was a big quarterback.
Even my guy that passed away, what was his name?
Who did he play for?
Tennessee.
McNeil. I know
McNair.
Yeah, McNair.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he was tough.
Yeah,
too,
those
man.
Some big guys though. Those some yeah, big see, quarterbacks.
They, all them were big quarterbacks, you know. So it puts you in the mind of that big running, not like the Michael Vicks now.
Right.
Mm-mm. Michael Vick was a whole different.
Yeah, he specimen. Like a deer. He like a deer.
Oh my God! No, he was like Barry's. He was like Barry Sanders with a throwing on.
Yeah, because he was a little bitty guy.
Yeah, but he was quick. He could. I mean, the thing that killed him is everybody in coverage. And now you got the four fat guys that got to contain this little mouse.
Yeah,
everybody going down. Everybody done took off running after they guy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got four fat guys trying to take a mouse out. Come on.
You know, man, if you look at the transition in quarterbacking positions today than what they were in your time, they're a whole lot of Michael Vicks. That's what you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
The position has changed, right?
Yeah. I mean, because you see more starting black quarterbacks that got an arm and can run. You see what I'm saying? That's the combination now. Before it was just a guy got an arm. Before it was just a guy getting run. Now you got the combination of both.
So what does that do for a lineman?
It's a nightmare for a defense. It is a nightmare.
Whose first priority has got to be to stop a run, right?
Right. That's the thing where you always got to say, if you got a quarterback like that and you got a running back, you in trouble. Because now if you stop the run, he drops back the pass and everybody's in coverage and he takes off to run.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And
that's a nightmare.
And you got an offensive lineman who knows the capabilities of his quarterback.
Yes.
And he changes the way he blocks you, right?
But see, that's what we was talking about. That's where OTAs and all that other stuff come into play. You got to know where your quarterback is by repetition.
So, Gilbert, hang on. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
All good, baby, baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Private
way
stock.
Back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat
with
to
the
match.
Hat to match.
Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Biggie,
time to
back
get
right
paid, blow up like the World Trade.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I want to talk a little bit now, man, about, you know, football, man. And
my favorite topic.
Man, and mine too. And why football is, you know, America's number one sport. And why it's more than just a game. And so, you know, I certainly did not at any point in time reach the heights of what you and our good brother Leroy and all the rest of you great players were able to do. You clearly impacted so many people and now you.
Everybody had a different role, Earl.
Well, you'll be forever remembered because you're in a Hall of Fame, and the importance of being in the Hall of Fame means that you will always be remembered. You know, some people, only a handful of people can make it to those kinds of places. But what football does and has, is man so critically important, man? What does football really mean to you?
That's
a heavy question, I know.
Yeah, that's football gave me life, man. Football gave me life just because I was a kid, didn't know what I wanted to do, and my brother pulled me into it, and I started loving it after that.
How old were you when you?
13, 14.
Okay. Well, you came into a kind
14.
Of old. You came into a kind
yeah,
of old.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't play no little league football. I didn't do none of that stuff. So I was for first going into high school. I played organized football. I mean, you play street ball.
Right.
You know, do this, that, and the other. But, you know, it's a game that challenges you. Mentally and physically. In the classroom, it's on your mind because if you're not doing your schoolwork, you will not play.
Right.
You know, it forces you. And that's what football did for me. It forces me to learn. It forces me to share. It forces me to understand compassion. When I hit a dude in the throat, I'm compassionate after the game to make sure he's okay. This is how it is.
Hey man, so when did the love for the game? How old were you before you developed the love for it?
Probably my junior, senior year in high school. That's when I really fell in love.
When you realized how good you were at it? Is that?
Yeah. No, I realized that I was going to be good at age 14 when I started playing because I knew. And I studied the game. That's why I told my mom at age 14 what I was going to do.
Right. So you were throwing folk around at 14.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I never played. I played JV for 2 weeks. I've been on varsity ever since.
So, and that's freshman, right?
Freshman.
You went right to varsity.
Right to varsity, 2 weeks of JV, and that my brother was kind of mad because I'm in the car with all the seniors driving, and he walking to the Dairy Queen. My brother named Leroy too, so I'm like, hey, let me cry. Look at this dude here.
Hey, you know, man, I just wanted to, for a few minutes, reflect on what football really is and the impact that it has. You know, people watch it on Sundays, and they love it. Clearly, they love it. Like you and I talked about before, that you know, outside of soccer, there's no other sport that is going to put 105,000 people in a stadium every Saturday. Michigan, Ohio State, 105,000. You can imagine because you've been there. But most of us cannot imagine going to an event where there's 100,000 people because you don't want to get caught up in all of that.
That's the thing, Earl. That's the thing. Imagine you in that bowl, and there's 100,000 people surrounding you,
screaming and yelling,
watching you, and you right there, and you just hit somebody in the mouth. So it's two levels. It's two levels of the roar now. It's the roar, and then you bust through, and you hit the dude in the mouth, right? And then you get up. And you do a grave digger? Oh my God, the roar goes even louder. Yeah, that goes like,
ah. Hey, man. Hey, so when we come back from break, man, you gotta tell us where the grave digger came from.
Okay. It came from me whooping somebody.
Break, man. We go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger in Earl England. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Democratic lawmakers are talking about the evidence in the federal indictment against former President Donald Trump. New York Congressman Dan Goldman on CNN.
This is as devastating and specific of an indictment that I think I've ever seen, and I drafted a fair number of them to present to a grand jury when I was a federal prosecutor.
A section of the highly traveled I-95 in Philadelphia is closed after part of the roadway collapsed. Mark, you said he drove on the highway just before it happened.
Yeah, as I drove through, all I could see was the grass on fire. So at first I thought, oh, this is just maybe a brush fire with some debris in it.
In European soccer, Manchester City makes history. Winning the Champions League title for the first time, beating Inter Milan 1-0. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, T-B-O-R-Z. So for real, with my man, hell yo.
Now.
Let it breathe, bro. This is a good one. Let it breathe. Girl, you look lost. It might be that shirt you got on.
You know what, Gilbert? You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm letting it breathe.
There you go.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Let's go to Nick from Madison. Hey, good morning to you, Nick. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for the Grave Digger?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I just actually got in my car. I didn't actually hear what you were talking about, but...
No, so let me say to you, you can no, it's Gilbert Brown, man. You got any question or comment? Anything you want to ask him? We're talking about football, the impact of football on
football?
The society. Yeah. Gilbert Brown, the Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer. Well, you know who he is, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm actually a Chicago Bears fan. You know,
they still got those.
Well, if you're a Chicago Bear fan, you should be excited because the Bears are going to be something finally.
I, you know what? You know, what I say is every little boy who was born in Chicago, his very first words are next year. That's the way it is.
I like this guy. Yeah, I like this guy.
Well, you know, man, next year is just about here for the Bears.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they made a huge mistake by giving literally all the money to our last quarterback, but... I think
who was your last quarterback?
There's room to grow.
Who was your last quarterback? You had so many. I don't, you know. You don't even know.
I'm trying to remember.
I know.
No.
Was it Mitchell Trubisky?
Trubisky. Trubisky.
No, not Trubisky, the one before that.
Jay Cutler?
Oh, man. You know how long
ago Jay Cutler played for us. He played for us. All the interceptions he gave us, he played for us.
He played for the Packers in the end.
He played for us by throwing us all the interceptions.
Oh. Hey.
And, you know, I was actually, like, you know, really happy to defend him at first because I thought he didn't have a lot of, you know, a good defensive line. But at the end of the day, you got to perform.
Hey, Nick, I got to ask you, Nick. You must be a throwback because, man, you're talking about Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is almost 20 years ago.
You know the Bear fans live in. They live in 85, man. They live in 1985, man.
Hey. And listen, man, I get you, man. I'm a Bear fan too,
and the Bears
are going to finally be, a good team this year.
Who said?
Everybody. Who said? Man. Everybody. The Bears investing money, man. They're going to be good. Anything you want to say to the grave digger, Nick? You know anything about Gilbert Brown?
No, I don't.
Well, let me tell him, because he's a Bear fan. Let me tell him.
Okay.
I go bear hunting with a switch, son. That's what I do.
Hey, so Nick, read up on Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger, Hall of Fame.
He's still watching in 1985.
Football player for the Green Bay Packers. Thank you very much for coming. Keep listening. So, Gilbert, I was asking you before the break about where you got the grave digger from, where you would dig the shovel. You take the shovel after you laid some cat out. And I don't think you can do that stuff anymore.
No, you can't. You can't do it the way I used to do it anymore. They put you in jail.
Right.
Or they send that, when you got in trouble in the league for doing something on the field or uniform violation or late hit or something, they will let the FedEx man come in the locker room and put that FedEx envelope in your locker.
Come on, man.
To let you know that they about to get some money at you.
So Gilbert, I love seeing you do the grave digger thing. So how'd you come up with that?
You know what, man? Because
everybody was doing something. Everybody was doing something back then, right?
Right. Everybody always doing something. And to me, I wanted to look like that comic book character, just badass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to come up with something. Because, I love comics. I love looking at stuff and I'm doing things like that. And I gotta come up with something, that's make people say, dang.
And remember.
And then, you go down the tombstones, all the names I done put on the tombstones, from Barry Sanders to whoever. You know what I'm saying? So I got a long list of dudes on that I done laid down.
So Gilbert, I want to get back to something a little more serious about, I keep telling people I ran a football league for 20 years, and I would always tell the coaches the importance of what they do with children. And I would tell parents that, I'm expecting coaches to be able to add something or put something in the lives of children more than football. You had a special man, Coach Dozier, who I had the pleasure and honor of talking to, man, for many years and interacting with. Just a great, great man who entered into your life. That high school football coach, man. My high school football coach's name was Ray Pozinski. And, man, he was a throwback, man. He is a little short cat, about 5'9", 280. And man, he was a throwback to the old coaches. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what that your first football coach, high school football coach, what that meant to you in your life.
Oh man, it means the world to me, man. He talks to me every other day. You know what I'm saying? To me.
Yeah,
you know, even yesterday,
and for people who don't know, we lost Coach Dover.
We lost him
several years back, but you still in communication with him.
Yes, I feel him every even yesterday. I got into my car and I drove, and when I came back, I forgot that I had left my keys in my other car on the council, so anybody could have got in and drove away with it. I was gone for like 30 minutes. I came back, you know, luckily I got a nice neighborhood of nice people.
Yeah.
But anyway, all I heard him saying was, son, that's a bird nest on the ground. Can you understand the terminology?
Yeah.
You know, if a bird nest falls on the ground and some other scoundrel comes up and see all the little eggs there, it's just like, thank you, God, for putting this in my lap.
Right.
So anything I do something stupid like that, it's a bird nest on the ground. That's an awesome terminology, ain't it?
Yeah.
He just had it, man. It's just to the point where it's certain things in life where he would say, you know, one day you're gonna listen to me. And I say that to myself. And it was just God put him there for me, man. And for a lot of other gentlemen too, you know, and not just boys but girls too, you know. He was a father to so many. He never had kids though, but he was a father to so many, which rubbed off on me to do the things.
So just for people to understand, and especially younger children and younger parents who wrestle with whether or not they want their child to play tackle football. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the ball is a tool. The ball is a tool. And what can be learned on that football field, you are still carrying it with you through your life. You used it even in the development of your children. Is it safe to say that?
I'm still learning, Earl. I'm still learning. You know, it's just, and this is a word of advice to coaches too, man. You got to be patient with these kids. You got to be patient just because you got to give them time to blossom.
Right.
If you see something right now, it can be different in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You got to let them blossom. If you don't, you could be letting go something that's extraordinary by not being able to be patient with these kids, man. Because some kids they do act crazy, and some kids don't do what they're supposed to do. You tell them 15 times, da 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 da. You got to keep pushing the envelope. You got to be able to bring that out of them. You got to be able to tell them the classroom is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mentally sharp with these kids, not just ready to throw them away. Give them time.
You know, Gilbert, the thing about the football, especially with young children, and is that parents are there. The practice in youth football, especially, parents are there. And I would always tell my coaches, man, you know, your responsibility, man, is bigger than making sure the kid understands football. You know, so many life lessons that are learned on that football field that you have to understand as a coach. You either make the kid love the game at a young age, or they never want to play again. That's the awesome responsibility that a football coach has. And so everybody can't be a coach, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I mean, you really can't. You have to have the right kind of demeanor sometimes you might have to put your foot on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you have to hug him, right?
It is, man. Sometimes you got to give him tough love.
Right.
I ain't lying to you about that. But then sometimes you can't be that coach that keep him down all the time. You got to bring him up every now and then.
You know what I'm saying? When you're sitting up there and you see a whole family at practice watching their baby, one kid out there running around when they got two or three, they running around the sideline trying to keep them. That's the love of the game. It's dedication. They love their child and they poured everything into it. And then you got the nerve to degrade them?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. Come on.
You know, that some of them have watched too much TV.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I used to tell my coaches, I'm not looking for Vince Lombardi, right? Mm-hmm. Vince Lombardi dealt with men. Mm-hmm. I don't need somebody screaming and yelling at children because they missed the block. Gilbert, most people don't know how involved football really is, how technical it is. It's chess. It's not just people running around out there. There are all kind of moves and counter moves, and it's a technical, technical game.
It is.
Right? You got to be smart to play football, man. You can't just be a brute.
Yeah.
There are places you, learn you have the game. To be. Yeah. There are places you have learn to the be. Game. And each individual has his responsibility, and then you got to interact with all these other people who have their responsibilities, and that creates a unit, right? I mean, that
has to play as one,
right?
In order to win.
Listen, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.